HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking tonight about rekindling the inspiration to chase your dreams. My guest is author and motivational speaker, Dr. Willie Jolly. Lines are open, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you feel as if you've fallen and you can't get up, well, tonight it's time to put the foot on the ground, press on that thigh, and stand all the way up. Dr. Jolly is here to give you a hand. Let's go to Rhonda. Rhonda calling from Fort Washington. Rhonda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Rhonda, are you there? We keep losing Rhonda. I don't know what's going on. Rhonda, keep trying. Don't give up.
That's right. Don't give up. Don't give up. That's the truth. Don't give up.
we're going to get Rhonda tonight before the
absolutely.
Evening is over. Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tessa calling from Lusby. Tessa, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I'm just calling because I need a little bit of encouragement and motivation right now. I'm working on my degree in psychology. Earlier this year, I landed a really good job as a residential counselor for a women's shelter in the area. And at the time I landed the job, I was running my own business. I actually got the job thinking that it was going to be for weekends so that I could have extra money to go to school. And it ended up becoming a full-time thing. So I made the decision to dissolve my business and dedicate myself completely to this company. And 8 months later, my position was terminated. And I'm really devastated. You know, I took it in stride. I didn't go out kicking and screaming. But I'm just like, you know, where do I go next? Like, what do I do next? Do I, after I've proven that I can successfully run my own business, do I go back into it, even though it's stressful, it's not as easy as people make it out to be, or do I continue working on my degree and then, you know, end up with a degree that one day I might not even be able to use? I'm at a crossroads.
Okay, first question is, I'm gonna give you some questions, and you'll make the decision. When I quit my job with the Washington, D.C. public school system to become a full-time speaker, I did not know how to articulate these four questions, but these four questions are those questions that will help you make risky decisions. You can make the decision once I give you the questions. Question number one, if I do this, what's the best that could happen? Question number two, if I do this, what's the worst that could happen? Number three, if I do this, what's the most likely thing to happen? And number four, am I willing to live with the worst to get to the best? So, and I quit my job. I had a wife and two children. My wife was working on a government job, and my two children were in private school. I had $200 to my name in savings. And I said, okay, I got to live my dream. I'm tired of this job. I hate it. I got to do it. And so question number one, if I do this, what's the best that could happen? I could live my dreams. I could have some wealth. I could travel around the world. I could have some real excitement. If I do this, what's the worst? I could lose my house. What's number three? If you do this, what's probably going to happen? I'm going to have to really struggle. But if I work hard enough, I'll keep my head above water. Mm-hmm. Number four, am I willing to live with the worst, lose my house, to get to the best, live my dreams? Simple answer, yes.
Okay.
It was a simple answer. And let me tell you why, because the worst was not death. And so I can get another house. And so what I'm encouraging you, ask yourself those four questions. You'll go on the struggle. I wish I could tell you that whatever way you go is going to be easy. It's not. It's going to be hard. And so now that you know it's hard, go hard. Come on, somebody.
Right.
All right. Tessa, thank you so much for your phone call.
God bless you.
All right, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Alyssa calling from Landover. What's on your mind, Alyssa?
Hi, good evening. My name's Alyssa. I'm 26 years old. I don't have any... I'm very motivated. I want to go into business for myself. I don't want to live the 9-to-5 life for very long. I have my master's in social work, and I have been working for a while since graduation. But right now I'm at the age where I feel a lot of pressure to have children. And I view some of my peers with children, and I see that it's really a burden, or they're not able to kind of pursue the dreams that they once had. So I'm kind of feeling the pressure. How do people manage, like, family life and having children with still pursuing their dreams? Is this something that is possible?
I think the only limitation you have is your thinking. Okay, I believe that. You know, many people say, well, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Why not? Okay, why not? Why can't you have your cake? Why can't you take a picture of your cake? Why can't you freeze your cake? Why can't you make another cake? In other words, you could have your career. You could have your dream. You just make it all one big dream. And there's no limitation to what you could do. Let's look at Michelle Obama. Now, Michelle Obama was a Harvard lawyer who decided that she wanted to have her cake and eat it too. So she was a law partner, and she was a wife, and she was a mother, and she became the first lady. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, but you can always think in a fullness and not in segments. Think the big dream. Think the big thought. And I want you to start saying, okay, you know what? I want to do these. I want to have a loving relationship. I want a loving family. I want a great job that fulfills me. I want to have some wealth in my life. I want all of that. And there's nothing wrong with wanting it. Write it down. Start writing your goals. Come Saturday night. Get you a ticket. Go to Jolly Live Tour. I'm going to talk about some of the ways that I have learned over these last 25 years from going from a broke, busted nightclub singer, becoming one of the top speakers in America, and what I learned in the process that will help others to get through their challenging moments.
Alyssa, let me ask you, you said something interesting. You said you're feeling a lot of pressure to have children.
From who?
Yeah, where's that pressure coming from?
It might just be myself, but I know that in my age group, a lot of my peers are having kids and getting married. I know I'm attending a lot of weddings recently. I know it's wedding season right now, so I think it's just pressure from myself.
I understand that. You know, I got a son who's 31 years old, and he's going to a lot of weddings, and we talked about it.
Is he
going to
be at the event on Saturday? Is that why you're?
Yeah, he'll be there. He'll be there. He's coming in from New York. Hey, I'm looking for a daughter-in-law. You know.
Oh my gracious, Alyssa! I am not endorsing this at all. You know, maybe, you know, but before you feel all of that pressure to, you know, have a child, you know, perhaps you, like Willie just said, maybe you just need to, you know, find a good somebody.
That's right.
That you like.
Go back. That would help. But go back over those four questions I just gave the earlier caller and go through them. That will help to make the decisions which way you should go and what you should do. It's an amazing formula. I didn't create it. One of my mentors gave it to me, but it works so well. It can mitigate all your risk in every part of your life. Every part.
Mm-hmm.
Try it.
Yeah, well, your son is not going to be happy.
Look, I appreciate you all.
God bless you.
I'm a big fan of the show, so thank you so much.
Go to my website, please, williejolly.com, and get your free gift. Go to the All Access Pass. Hit that pass. There'll be some free resources, some audios from my XM show here on Sirius XM One Channel, or Channel 141, which airs Saturdays at 4, which I'm proud to say, Harold, is now the number one self-help show on the full Sirius XM network nationally.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Alyssa, hang in there. We appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Mia calling from Lanham. What's going on, Mia?
Yes, hi. So hi. I'm calling because I started a business about a couple months ago, and I haven't quit my job yet, but I'm wanting to. But it's my job at this time, my business is not sufficient or profitable on its own. And even with the job, I'm still needing funding, you know, or unable to get, you know, I guess a business loan or whatever. So that's kind of tying me to the job.
Okay, now let me tell you, let me deal with that first.
Okay,
so I've had this conversation with a lot of folks over the years about becoming entrepreneurs. I encourage you to do this. Listen carefully. Mama may have, daddy may have, but God bless the child that got their own. Okay, so you got a full-time job that takes 8 hours of your day every day, okay? Then you got to sleep for 8 hours. That means you got 8 hours to work on your dream. And those 8 hours are critical. So you got to do some things. One of the things you got to do is you go home in the evening and turn off the television. And start working on that business. Even if you get an hour to it, it's cumulative. Every day doing something. Everything doing something on your goals and dreams. Just something, okay? Because what happens is we get overwhelmed, but we realize over time, I've realized over time, that those who are successful, they have made a decision to live that dream, and they're going to make that happen some way, somehow. So I encourage you, don't give up on your business. Start building it slowly, okay?
Yes. Mia, let me ask you real quick, what kind of business is it, and why do you think that you're having difficulty getting funding?
It's a hair loss center, holistic hair loss and hair care. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure.
Okay, let me give you one more thing. Is it Mia?
Yes.
All right. Look, and when I was starting my business, business was challenging because you usually had to have some dollars to get started. Okay.
Right.
You had some marketing money, and so you mm-hmm. needed some funding. Today, the game has changed because of a thing called the internet. The internet has changed every business model. And so I want you to start building your social media. I want you to start building your Twitter, your IG, your Facebook. And you start building and showing people how you can help them live better. Remember, if you can solve a problem, people will give you money for it, okay?
Mm-hmm. And you got to have a plan.
Get a business plan. And there's some great ones around town. All of these chambers and so forth have...
Yeah, like the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation.
Right.
You're in Lanham. Also, the SBA, the Small Business Administration.
Get you a business plan.
Yeah, they help you do it and for free.
Right, right. Get a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you do, and then work on you. That's the last thing. Work on you. Best way to grow your future is grow yourself. Best way to grow your organization is grow your people. If you grow yourself, you'll be better, okay?
All right, Mia, good luck to you.
Good
Thank
luck.
You so much.
Yeah.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Philip calling from D.C. What's on your mind, Philip?
Yes, how you doing?
Doing just fine. Go right ahead.
All right. My question is this. I recently started building a business, and I'm working also. My thing is this. I'm trying to, you know, get income and stuff to take on more jobs to build up the income to actually get to my point of my dream and also put it into work. My question is this. How do I, you know, I guess structure it and get full into it? And stop wasting time doing other things and, you know, just really chasing what I really want to do.
Okay.
Are you distracted? Is that what it is?
Not so much distracted. I guess frustrated a little bit, or I guess like I'm trying to take on too much.
Okay. You ever been to a circus where there's a man spinning 8 plates on 8 sticks? You ever seen that?
Yeah.
In a circus? Okay. Now, how does this man get all them plates? Well, here's what he does. He takes one plate and one stick, and he starts spinning that until that spins real good. And when he gets it spinning real good, then he goes to the second plate. And all he got to do then after he gets the second plate going is just touch that first plate every now and then to keep it going. And so I started just speaking. Just speaking. And once I started getting that moving, getting that going, and started getting some movement and some momentum, then I added books. Okay. Then I added radio. Then I added television. Then I added my live events, which I want you to come to on Saturday night at Lisner Auditorium. And then I added these tours, all because I started one stick. Start with one. Just focus on one thing. Okay, jollylivetour.com. JollyLiveTour.com. Get your tickets. Do it right now before it sells out, because it's going to sell
out.
Philip, thank you so much. Brenda calling from D.C. Stay with us. We're going to talk to you after the break. Lines are still open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Looking for motivation, inspiration, picking yourself up and moving forward. We're talking about it. We'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about rekindling the inspiration to chase your dreams. My guest is author and motivational speaker, Dr. Willie Jolly. Still taking phone calls tonight at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Brenda calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Brenda. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon to both of you.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing, Brenda?
I'm fine, thank you. I recently started Mr. Jolly Mental Health Center, which we need so bad.
Amen.
I'm having a problem with funding and getting startup money and looking for a small building or church or something that I can use at this time. Could you please give me some pointers on just where I need to go or what particular thing I need to look for?
Okay. I don't know the specific answer, but I know the process. Okay. I want you to take out a piece of paper this evening, and I want you to write on that piece of paper, I need X, whatever X is. I need X amount of money, or I need X amount of whatever it is. And I want you to sit there. How? And I, that, so what before you, here's what I want you to do. Write it very specifically. How can I achieve X? Write those words very specifically. How can I achieve X? And once you write it, I want you to just sit there for a minute quietly with your pad and pencil and think. And your mind is going to give you answers that you have never imagined were there. Now, here's what most people ask. Can I achieve X? And your mind will say, no, you cannot. Because we are all conditioned by all the negative in the marketplace that tell us that it's not possible. But when you change the question, you'll get changed the answer. So here's what I want you. How can I generate X, whatever that amount is, by X date? And just start writing everything that comes to mind. You might ask, say, so let's say you need $1 million. I might ask 1 million people for a dollar. Or I might ask 100,000 people for $10. There's so many ways that you will start to generate. Oh, my, I didn't think of that before. And I do that often. One of my mentors said he does it every morning. And that is how he has built a $100 million business, by just asking the right questions and letting your mind just flow. So you do that, I'm telling you, it works like butter. You hear me?
Well, thank you so much. I sure will, because I am a motivated person, and I've been working on this, and I've had this dream for years of helping people with mental issues, and this is the time now.
It's now.
That
I mean,
we really need them.
But here's the thing: not only do you need it, remember what I said earlier? When you find a need and fill it, people will give you money. So all of these mental issues that people are having, they're looking for you. They are looking for you, but you've got to make yourself out there. You got to beat the drum. I'm here. I'm here. I have to beat the drum all the time. I'm here. And don't be ashamed to beat the drum. Tell people you're here and what you can do for them and help them solve problems. And then start talking to people. And then the other thing I tell people, you got to TTP, talk to people. Talk to a lot of people. And then when you finish TTP, TTMP, talk to more people. That's what you got to do. This is not an easy process, but it's worth it. It's worth it. Come Saturday night. You'll be motivated, inspired, uplifted, encouraged, and entertained. It's going to be a great night of inspiration. JollyLiveTour.com. I'm telling you, this is going to be I said this morning in Newark, New Jersey, when I spoke, that this is going to be the next Hamilton. All right? You better get your tickets now. Come on, somebody.
Well, Brenda,
all right.
Brenda, thank you so much and good luck to you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. Willie, let's talk a little bit about, you know, a lot of folks are talking about starting businesses and the like. But there are other dreams that have nothing to do with business. Indeed, maybe have nothing to do with money.
That may have
to do with relationships and to do with just being more positive. How do you know when you have toxic people in your life? And if you just figure that out, how do you get rid of them? Do you get rid of them?
Well, first of all, I want to deal with a couple of things that you said about the fact that some dreams have nothing to do with money. I spoke in Australia one time for an Amway group, big Amway conference, and the people who picked me up, they give you a host. And the couple who picked me up as my host, I asked them what they did. And the wife said, I'm a brain surgeon. The husband said, I'm a heart surgeon. I said, what? Well, why are you here in Amway? They said, we don't have a money problem. We have a time problem. Mm-hmm. We are tied to our pager. And what we're doing is creating a business where we can have residual income so that we can spend more time with our children and grandchildren. And that's their thing was not money freedom. It was time freedom. So there are different dreams for different people. It's not always money. The other thing is that, yes, that there are going to be times in, that you'll have negative people in your life. And those negative people will drain you. They'll be toxic. So first of all, you got to, if they're talking about people all the time and that's all they talk about, know that when you're not around, they talk about you. Okay, that's it. And some people are just negative. They brighten up the room when they leave it. Come on, somebody. And so what you have to do, how do you do that? Someone in your inner circle. And they're people who you love, and they love you too. They're not trying to be mean-spirited. They just happen to suffer from possibility blindness. And so what you have to do is you have to make a commitment. I don't hang around negative people. I just make a hard, fast rule. Negative, you're going to be negative and blow out my ideas. I find a way to stay away from you. Negative energy, and some of my cousins and family members, I will love them from afar. I'll love them from afar. And I'm encouraging people, do not let negative people kill your dreams. There's an old saying that says, where is the richest place in the world? The answer is the graveyard. All of the people who had great ideas that would have made them wealthy, but they listened to some negative person who said, you can't do that. And they took their best song unsung, their best invention undone, their best book never written, their best speech never given to their grave. Millions of dollars in the graveyard. Don't do it. Live your dreams while you're here and become wealthy. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy. In fact, the Bible says in Deuteronomy, God gives you the power to create wealth, comma, so you can establish his kingdom here on the earth. So the lady who was calling earlier, she wants to help people. Wealth will help you to help some of those mental illness cases. Wealth will help you to help some of these young people who need help. But wealth can help us to do it. And I am encouraging people to live your dreams. Come and join us. I'm going to be sharing how I went from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become one of the top speakers, build a business that employs not only me and my wife, but we have staff, and that we get to travel now globally trying to encourage others to do the same and how they can do it. It's been an amazing journey, just an amazing journey.
Speaking of the journey, what about those people who perhaps have a dream that may have exhausted resources? And I'm not talking about just financial resources, but I'm talking about emotional resources, spiritual resources. When do you know that it's time to either to move on from one dream to the next or to make some major adjustments? Are there signs?
Yeah, I think there are signs. You know, my friend Al McCree, who I had on my XM show, he said something I thought was pretty. He said, you must learn to nibble. Nibble means that you take a little taste of it and see if this is something that will work, has potential. And you nibble on it a little bit and see if you can get a little bit of activity. And then you put more energy into it rather than putting all your energy into something that's not going anywhere and is never going to go anywhere. Because sometimes we get emotionally I have had books that I started writing that I thought, oh, this is going to be a big book. And it was not the right book at that moment, or projects I was working on. I had to say, you know what? I have to put that dream on the back burner for later. So what I want you to do is prioritize. And here's what I want you to do. Listen carefully. I want you to imagine that you went to the doctor. The doctor said, I got good news and bad news. Bad news is you got 1 year to live. Good news is, that's bad news. Good news is that this illness guarantees that anything you attempt in the next 365 days, you will achieve. What 10 things would you go after if you knew you couldn't fail? Write them down and then prioritize them. If you only had one that you could do, which one would it be? Start working on that one.
Talk to me about sacrifice, because even every successful person has to give up something.
Yep.
How do you deal with sacrifice, and how do you know that the sacrifice that perhaps you are about to make is going to be worth it? Because I think that's the thing that prevents a lot of people, you know, vis-a-vis nibbling, from jumping in with both feet.
Well, you know what? Here's what I found is that when I went back to get my doctorate, it was a sacrifice. Because first of all, I had to shut my business down for a year. Second, I had to go to the library every night. And then I had to invest in financially into this process of getting a doctoral program. And I heard a friend of mine on the Get Motivated Tour say he went to a seminar one time and a gentleman was selling a package for $1,500. And he said, I was just barely making that a month. He said, this is $1,500, but it will change your life. He said, oh, my goodness. And he and his friend stood outside, stood at the table saying, what do you think? And the friend said, do you think it's worth it? And the young man stood there for a minute. He said, you know what? I don't know if it's worth it, but I'm worth it. He said, I'm worth it. And I had to say, that's what I had to do with this doctoral program. It was a challenge. It was difficult. But now on the other side of the mountain, after I say, wow, I'm so glad I went on and did it. Because it was not just the goal that I hit that was exciting. It's what I became in the process.
But education's not a hard one. I mean, if somebody says that they're going to go, you know, back to school, whether it be for, you know, whether it's a technical degree, bachelor's, master's. I mean, if you could ask anyone and the entire room would say, hey, education, go for it.
Okay, well, let's say sacrifices with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tell people you've got to prioritize the balls you have in the air. Okay, very important. You got a lot of balls in the air at any given time. Everybody does. They have a work ball. They have a family ball. They have a church ball. They got all these balls they're throwing up in the air, and they're trying to juggle them because there's a lot going on in their lives. All of the balls are rubber except one, the family ball. That's glass.
Mm.
So make that your priority. Make your family your priority. You know, I think Joe Gibbs said it so wonderfully. He said, God first, family second, football and everything else third. And I have kept clear on that as well. Many people know I'm a member of First Baptist Church, Glen Arden. I'm very active in my church work, but I'm also very active with my family. You know, my wife travels with me. We've been married for 31 years. You know, we got our marriage book coming out, by the way. Make love, make money, make it last. 10 steps.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, it's coming out in the next 30 days. So, yes.
It's a foreword by your son. There you
Woo!
Go. We're going to get him in trouble if we keep trying.
He's a Howard graduate, so we're trying to hook him up, you know.
They're at williejolly.com, right?
Yep, williejolly.com, wjspeaks.com. Go and check it out. Get some free resources and get your ticket for Saturday night. It will change your life.
Willie, good luck on Saturday. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, September 8th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me at hfisher@whur.com, on Facebook at Harold Fisher WHUR, or Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Now, as always, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3.